Liebe Freunde und Kollegen, die Karma-Jungs waren in Berlin und haben einen Workshop gemacht in ihrem Tourbus, der an der Charité war. Und die Charité in Berlin, Assmannshauser Straße, ist tatsächlich nur 4-5 Minuten entfernt mit dem Fahrrad von meiner Praxis. Deshalb bin ich so rübergegangen, habe den Workshop gemacht und dann auch einen Podcast mit denen aufgenommen. Das war sehr spannend und ich wünsche euch viel Spaß beim Hören. Welcome to today's podcast. I'm sitting here with three dentists in Berlin. We just had the last stop of the Karma tour. So guys, go ahead and tell me who's on the microphone.
I'm Eric and I'm a dentist based in the Netherlands. I graduated about 10 years ago and always had a dream on creating content for other dentists, but also trying to perform dentistry that I can make a lot of fun out of it. And that's what we're trying to do with the Karma group.
My name is Maarten. I'm probably the youngest guy of the group. I'm 31 years old. I work in Eric's his practice and I also work in another practice. Yeah, and with Karma, we would really like to show people how cool dentistry can be and that it can really be the best job in the world.
So my name is Jasper. I work a little bit in the south of the Netherlands. My main focus is on restorative dentistry, implantology, orthodontics, but mainly the whole more holistic restorative part of dentistry. So that's a little bit also where I focus on within Karma.
Okay, I was really glad that I could visit your last stop of the tour in Berlin. It's really great. It was just 8 minutes from my dental office, so it was really a home run for me. So how did you like your last course today?
Well, actually, I was amazed by the group. We had 5 groups beforehand. We went to both Netherlands, Belgium, and then last week to Germany. I was amazed by the group, the enthusiasm, also the attention that they had for our lectures and the way they participate to the hands-on. I think that was really an amazing group. Well, it was actually also a little bit kind of exciting to go to Germany because we're not so familiar with German education and German dentists, German students. So it was, well, we already did it last year in the Netherlands and Belgium, so we're used to that. And now it was kind of, well, we were looking forward to it, but we were also a little bit tense whether it would be a success or not. And I think that after tonight, we can say it was a great success for us.
I would say it was a success for sure. And I personally would say you have quite a fan base in Germany for sure. My best friend was like really, really mad at me that he couldn't, that I could attend and he couldn't. So you have to go to Leipzig next time.
Oh yeah, we will. Yeah, that will be a great addition. We were actually talking today when we were on the public transport, because as you know, that's how we go from A to Z here in Berlin. And we were on public transport and we were thinking about, yeah, dentistry in Germany. And also we were looking up on Instagram if we have any following, and we couldn't really tell. But if you are telling that we have a following, that's really great to that's really great to hear. And yeah, Germany is such a big country, and where we live, Eric and I, we live close to the border. It's like 15 minutes for us to go to Germany. Yeah, and we would also really like to show Germany how cool we can make dentistry. Yeah, and I'm really amazed by the level of enthusiasm of both the people in Köln and the people here in Berlin. So if for next edition we could also add Leipzig or maybe another city like Hamburg or Stuttgart, that would be really, really great.
Yeah, no stress, buddy, no stress. I have to make all this stuff happen right now. So.
You're a tour manager.
Yeah, I was a tour manager. Yeah, but just beside the fact that I am a dentist and I'm a young father, I'm also becoming a tour manager, apparently. You know what? You know what's the funny thing? Like, this road trip to Germany for us just once again stated that, like, good dentistry is borderless, right? And this is such a cool thing, because we notice with other stuff that we organize, actually, we just notice that people all over the world are actually following this. I think we have over 62 countries
in
the people that are following the platform right now, right? So we have people from Burma. Like how the hell did they came to us, right? And just the fact that they also want to do great dentistry, it means something to us. And it's a sign for us that the thing that we are trying to do is just basically show people that there's more to dentistry than just graduation. That's how this whole Karma tour actually started, right? Because we were just figuring that the moment people are graduating from dental school, a lot of my friends, they quit education. They say, I am a dentist, I know everything. And I know for a fact that the moment I graduated, I knew nothing. Right, the moment I started with continuing education was the moment that dentistry actually started living. And the more I tend to learn and the more that I tend to know, the more I just realize that I just know nothing at all. Right, that's something really beautiful, because that means that there's so much stuff to explore within general healthcare, within dentistry, but also for us as a person. Because, like, dentistry is hard. Doesn't matter in which country you live in the world, but dentistry is really, really hard. It's a hard profession. And, like, finding balance between life as a father, as a husband, as a boyfriend, with friends, with family, and your dental profession is hard, right? And this is the thing that we try to solve, just to see how we can actually make balance in all this stuff and make sure that we firmly believe that it starts with doing your dentistry right. Doesn't matter how much you earn from it. Doesn't matter how much procedures you are doing, right? As long as you are doing your dentistry right with helping your patients as the most important thing in the world, and even say no sometimes, say, I don't know, right? Which is a very strong verb as a dentist, just say, I don't know, but I will look it up for you, right? That's something that doesn't happen that often. And it's a pity, because that's the foundation in finding this, I believe, in finding this balance. So that's why we started this Karma Tour, just to show people who are just on the edge of graduation that there's more to dentistry than just graduation. And the reactions, for me, Nijmegen had a very strong moment. There was this guy, I was just having a talk with him, and he was just saying, so you really amazed, right, with your lecture. Where did you start? I said, I just started with like this lecture, this course. Please show me, right? And I was showing him this actual course. And like 2 days ago, I got a message from him. He said, okay, I registered. So that's the whole purpose, right? Because it means that somebody who has not even graduated is already busy in continuing education. And it means that we actually change the industry one soul at a time, right? For the better, because the more people and the more dentists know about their profession and their healthcare that they are providing, the better they are for their patients. And that's the main purpose. All right, because the sooner we know more, we know our own boundaries, that's the moment healthcare got way more predictable, way more sufficient, right, and efficient. And that is needed, because we cannot pay general healthcare anymore. I'm not sure how you guys in Germany are standing now politically, right? But we have a serious problem in the Netherlands. We cannot pay for our general healthcare anymore in perhaps a decade or so, right? So if we want to change this, we have to change this from the inside. And that's, for at least for me, that's what Karma is all about. Just start changing dentistry, general healthcare from the inside. And it starts with our future colleagues, which are dental students, and that's why we're doing this Karma Tour.
No, you really have to tell our listeners what you actually did for workshop on this tour.
Oh, yeah. So actually, we did 2 workshops. So the first workshop was digital smile design, right? And the story that we try to tell is that digital smile design is very often, like, there's this misconception and digital smile design is only for aesthetic purposes. So when I'm doing veneers and I use digital smile design, that's the combination people mostly think of. But mainly, if you understand the concept and you start thinking about facially guided treatment planning, I can make a reference analysis, making sure that you actually start understanding the human skull, right? Zooming out, because we as dentists tend to zoom in. We're also promoting, like, using dental loops and microscopes in our works, because then it gets better, because we see better. But loads of times we just have to zoom out, take off your loops, right? See who's in front of you, see who's the patient. And from there you start just thinking how this human skull works. And that's where it gets very excited, because that's the moment that every step of interdisciplinary dentistry will be marked off, right? As soon as you start redenifying, are the jaws in the right position? Are the teeth in the right position? Do we actually miss teeth? What about vertical dimension? What about centric relation? What about periodontics? And what about just basic restorative procedures? Every part of dentistry is already ticked off, right? And it's just a very simple guideline to help people understand very complex dental matter and problems. And we try to prevent these kind of problems because we, and Ericus as well, we have a referral clinic. So loads of times we see these kinds of problems coming into the chair. And perhaps 90% of the times it's all about procedures done by colleagues who just don't understand this little basic concept of facially guided treatment planning, because it prevents problems, right? And prevention is the future. We have to try to prevent our healthcare. It's not because we're bad dentists. No, it's because that's the future. We have to do this. That's what the first workshop was all about. The second workshop was given by Martin.
Yeah, during the second workshop, we focused a little bit more on anterior composite restorations. And we wanted to tell people more about how you could use different layers of composite to create different effects. And that's something that if I look back at university, that I didn't really learn. I learned how to make a tooth. I learned a bit about shapes, about maybe a little bit about line angles. Maybe we learned a little bit about the anatomy, the secondary and the tertiary. But I think that I didn't really learn anything about actually layering and an incisal halo and how to recreate it. And that's something that came for me when I was on Instagram for the first time. And I think my first experience with the dental Instagram was in 2017. I think I started my own Instagram account in 2018. And that's when I discovered that there was like a whole niche about dentistry. And then I saw the beautiful treatments that were possible with composite. And that really inspired me to learn more. So I bought books, I followed courses, and I'm still not where I want to be, but I'm learning every day. Even during this tour where I did this workshop for, was it like six times? Maybe seven times?
Yeah, six times.
Six times. Every time that I do it, I'm still learning. And we're showing people that how we use a palatal stand to create a palatal wall and then layer a dentin layer and do some internal effect and do a nice composite layer on top. And that's something that I really wanted to focus about. And also tell a little bit about different brands of composite, what they do, what their characteristics are, and also that it's easy and possible to mix different brands. That when we're doing restoration, we don't need to stick to one brand, but we can easily get the incisal flowable from one brand and then use a tint from another brand just to make sure that we get a really nice restoration. But what I think is also really worth mentioning is the way we are traveling around Germany and around Belgium and the Netherlands, and maybe Eric can tell a little bit about it.
Yeah, well, that's kind of, well, how would you say, like a rock band tours around, and that's also a little bit like the way we want to present our dentistry, right? I think one of the main important things is that you have fun during your job. You need to be able to make fun. And that doesn't mean that you need to laugh all the time, but it means that what you do is coming from the right part of your, what you actually want to do. So it comes from a good heart. The way we travel actually is a little bit different than you would expect from dentists doing post-graduate education or education for dentists. We are not wearing a tie. We are just trying to be a little bit rock and roll, and well, we make a little bit of fun also during the hands-on. We are in a party bus, a very big party bus we're sitting in it right now recording this podcast. We have lasers, we have smoke, we have flamethrowers, we have lots of music on board, and there we perform our dentistry. We do eat some pizza or whatever we do it outside. We drink a beer during the hands-on. And I think that a lot of people do not associate like education with this kind of, well, this kind of entertainment as well. I mean, it's somehow a little bit of an entertainment way of education. And I think actually if you do it like that, that might be the best way people are not tending to forget what you're telling them.
Absolutely. Education doesn't have to be boring and stiff. You can make it really fun. Probably they will learn more from it and they will never forget this experience. At least that's what I hope. And besides this touring bus, we also have to travel from location to location. So we have a really big bus. It's from Beat the Street, and that's normally rented by big rock bands. And the driver that we have, Russell, he's like 15 years in the business, and he's driven everybody from AC/DC to Justin Timberlake. And right now he has five young dentists in his bus. And in our bus we have 16 bunks, so 16 people can sleep there. We have two living rooms with a PlayStation, with some really nice lounge chairs. So while we are on the road, we can either play on the PlayStation or we can prepare the lecture culture for that night, but we also ride through the night, because actually tonight we're driving back all the way to the Netherlands. So when we end this podcast, we will go back to the bus and then we will drive to the Netherlands, and tomorrow morning we wake up in our very luxurious bus and we are back home.
Yeah, but it's just so much fun, right? That's the whole, I guess that's the whole point. It's just so much fun. And by creating this atmosphere that's really informal, right? The people just like talking to each other and showing their workshop kits to each other and the results, it gives some kind of a connection. And this connection is important, because the thing that we try to avoid, that we also try to change, is this feeling of dentists, and especially when you are in the educational lecturing circuit, right? You always want to be this top guy on the biggest stage of the world, like traveling to the moon and back. And what you're actually trying to do is just do it together. It's way more fun to do it together. Like as Maarten is mentioning, like hanging out in this bus, and this is like for us, it's one big adventure. Coming to Germany was one big adventure. We had no idea what to expect. We didn't even knew if people will register for the courses. And just the fact that we have people sitting in the room just enjoying the course, that's just mind-blowing to us. Because you have to understand that we started this whole thing not even 3 years ago. I was just still this little knuckleheads from the Netherlands that are trying to start something new. And what's really rewarding is so last weekend we had conferences. Christian Coachman and Mauro Fadiani, Diego Lopes and David Farinato, they actually came to speak at our Congress. Like, you have to imagine that these are the guys that actually started it for us, right? We saw those guys lecturing and presenting a story, and we were just grabbed by it. Like 6 years ago, 7 years ago. We're just looking at these guys, and now just they come by and they lecture at our own event. That's for us, at least for me, that's really, really special. I got some messages from those guys, and they say, one of those guys, he actually said, dude, this was the most fun lecture I have ever did. Because one of the things that we actually did during the Congress, we have this rock and roll roadshow kind of vibe, right? And so is the Congress. So we made sure and we arranged that they were all announced for the lecture by like a real rock and roll hero.
Really?
Yeah. So we had the drummer of AC/DC announcing Diego Lopes. We had the keyboard player from Bon Jovi announcing Christian Coachman. We had the keyboard player from the Rolling Stones announcing Mauro Fradiani. And with the singer of Lynyrd Skynyrd announcing David Farinato. And just the fact that these top level world speaker guys are looking to the screen and just like, wow, right? And again, they say, this is so much fun. That's it. That's just the spot right there. It's so much fun. And that's how dentistry should be. Why? Because it's such a hard profession, right? You better make some fun together and connect with each other and share these experiences together, because it is really hard. I just experienced just the fact that I can share my stories and the things that I encounter on a daily basis just together with these guys. Like, we have, obviously, we have numerous app groups, just sharing the stories, sharing patients. Like, oh my, what do I have to do, right? Because a lot of the times on a daily basis, I just don't know. And I make a picture, say, guys, I don't know. And they say, try this or try this. That helps.
Yeah, I think that is also very, because if you look at the time that you spend in your practice, I mean, you have your own office, I have my own office, and if I look at the time that I spend there, I rather spend that time with having fun doing my job. I mean, that's one of the main keys. And if you are interested in knowing what we actually do as Karma Dentistry, you can also always go to our platform, of course, karmadentistry.com. Besides, because we are finalizing the tour now, but we have some more events coming up, and maybe Maarten, you can tell, because you are the initiative for Biomimetic, and I think that's a very nice event that we do as well, but it's online, it's not going around the road.
Not yet.
Not yet, no. No, I started the initiative of Biomimetic, and I started it in 2020 during the multiple lockdowns that we had, and that was actually the year that I started the Biomimetic Mastership. It was a course of a year, and I learned everything about biomimetic dentistry, and I thought, okay, this is something that more people should know. And I really wanted to do something online, because online was really hot then, and the fact that the thing that I always find difficult when I go to a conference. I sit there in the room, they are telling me things, and I think, wow, this is great. And then I'm writing along on my notepad, and then I didn't hear the previous sentence, and I wish I could hear that again. And I thought, why not do it online and just make sure that you have like a month to watch all the webinars, rewind them, pause them, watch them again if you want to, just to make sure that you get everything. So that's the whole rationale behind it. On December 24th, so on Christmas Eve, we upload everything, and then you have 4 weeks to watch all the lectures. The reason we do it like this is that people can do it in their own time. If you have a young family and you have kids that need to go to bed, maybe you're not able to be there on a Saturday morning, but you can watch it on a Wednesday evening. If you like to go out and you're a bit hungover on Sunday morning, you can just grab your iPad and you can watch the webinar. And that's the reason why we want to do it like that. And
if you're really tired, you just grab
tired after a tour, right?
After a tour, yeah, absolutely. For this year, it will be the third consecutive event. We will have 10 speakers right now, and actually today I finalized all the speakers, so maybe it's nice to mention them all. To not forget anyone, I will just grab my phone and get the actual poster that I made today, because for the next event, we will have some really great names. We will have Newton Fall. We will have DJ Dici.
Nice.
We will have Nazari Mikhailuk. Gray Milicic. Matt Najat will do a presentation together with Paolo Battistella. That's his dental technician. We will have Vincent Famer, Tiff Qureshi, Stuart Becks, Alexandre Ricard, and Philip Keulemans. And they will all talk about different subjects that are more or less have something to do with biomimetic or adhesive, restorative, minimal invasive dentistry. All lectures will be around 60 minutes, and we will, like I said, we will release them on Christmas Eve, and they will be online for like a month. And if you would like to know more, I probably will start the promotion somewhere next week, but you can already take a sneak peek on our platform, karmadentistry.com. And yeah, there's such a good vibe nowadays, where so many people are responding really nice to our platform. And we noticed that we get a lot of cooperations with different companies, and also a lot of dentists that we look up to. If I scroll through my telephone, it's yeah, I sometimes have to pinch myself. All my dental heroes are in my telephone, and I talk to them on WhatsApp. That's so insane. I couldn't have imagined that 2 or 3 years ago. So, yeah, I still cannot believe what we are doing right now. It all feels like a big dream. But, yeah, if you want to know more about us, just check us out on Instagram, on LinkedIn, on Facebook. But please go to our website, karmadentistry.com, and hopefully there's something for you. We have free podcasts, free webinars. The course by Christian Coachman is totally free. So there's a lot of free content. And we also have a small web shop with some of the items that we really love to use on a daily basis. So maybe there's something for you.
There's this saying, it says, never meet your idols. And there's truth in that, actually, because loads of time they turn out to be horrible people. But that's absolutely not the case when it comes to our dental heroes, who all turns out to be like very generous and really kind persons. Just what Martin is mentioning, I have the same experience. Right? I'm just daily texting with my dental heroes right now. And that's just mind blowing. Right? Because still we have the feeling of the five really young guys with 6 years of dental experience from the Netherlands. Right? We are just getting started in dentistry, and we can start clinical cases with the guys that we really look upon to. That's something that's really amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, I think George, you haven't asked us that many questions. We just keep on talking.
Basically, Martin summed it all up. Everybody needs to go to karmadentist.com, and I hope to see you soon again. You have a really tired week, so it's better when we stop now. Otherwise, I wake up in the morning in the Netherlands, and my wife will not be happy with it.
In all honesty. So we have we have a video company like documenting every step that we are making in the last 10 days. And there's so much stuff happened that it's because it goes so quickly. We're doing another city every day. So I think the moment that we are rewatching like this mini documentary of this after movie, there will be so many moments you'll say, oh, that was absolutely brilliant. Yeah. So it's really, yes, it is tiring.
Well, maybe very shortly, what we did today was crazy. Yeah. Like we parked a bus in front of the Brandenburger Tor, and then we put on the flamethrowers. And then well, we actually parked where we shouldn't park, and then, well, maybe I shouldn't say everything on this podcast. You never know where
we're going to get fired from the German government right there.
No, but I really want to thank you for the opportunity to sit and, of course, to talk about well, our project and to share the enthusiasm that we have for dentistry on your channel.
I'll thank you also for the invitation to let me participate in your workshop. I really enjoyed it. It was a completely different experience. As you told, I'm basically an endodontist watching DSD. It's always funny, but I like a composite. I like rubber dam. I like direct dentistry. So the karma philosophy applies to everyone who likes isolation and direct dentistry. So thanks for that.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.